I have a hunch that there could be. It's hard to go any further than that because you just don't know. I mean, really, Manchester United, no matter what team they put out, should beat Sheffield United comfortably. However, as you say, Man United haven't been playing well of late. They got a sort of scrappy win over Swansea at the weekend. Wasn't overly convincing. Sheffield United had been on a good run of form up until losing to Peterborough last weekend, but they did actually play quite well in that game. So they're pretty confident. And being up at the academy today for the press ahead of the game on Saturday, there is a buzz around Sheffield United at the minute. Everybody's been looking forward to this game basically since the draw was made. And you could tell that the players had sort of tried to put it to the back of their minds and get on with the task that they had in League One. But now it's sort of all gearing towards this one game. And like I say, there's the confidence about them at the minute. And there is a feeling, you can sort of feel that the players and Nigel Adkins, perhaps less so publicly, feel that they can go there and at least give a good account of themselves. And then you just never know.
United have looked very shaky at the back recently. Talking about Manchester United here, they've not looked good. There is a good chance that with the attacking threat held by Sheffield United, there is a real chance that they could go and get themselves a couple of goals at Old Trafford.
Well, I think what's probably going to happen is that, I can't see Sheffield United getting an abundance of chances, certainly in comparison to the games over the past few weeks. They had loads of chances against Peterborough last weekend. And then the week before that against Bradford, they had loads of chances as well. And they scored five goals in those two games. What's going to have to happen is they'll get a few chances, I would say, at Old Trafford, but they're really going to have to be sharp, literally, in the sense of belly sharp. They're going to have to be on their game and take whatever they can get, really. They'll not be able to afford to miss the amount of chances that they did against Peterborough last weekend.
I know we're sort of speculating a little bit here with this, but do you see Manchester United taking this third round tie as a chance to blood some of the youngsters in the squad? I know like they've been forced into playing some of the younger players due to injuries, much like Liverpool are going to be doing against Exeter this weekend, especially with their defensive situation right now. Do you think we're going to see some players who maybe we've not seen already, and this is something that Sheffield United could take advantage of?
Well, that can work either. That can work in two ways. I would say that Louis van Gaal will probably bring in a few younger players, but I would imagine there'll still be plenty of experience in the team. I can't see him overloading the team with players with little experience. Because he just probably doesn't know how they're going to react to that. And if there are too many of them and they all sort of go into their shell all in one go, then they could end up being very embarrassed. So I would imagine if he does bring in youth players, or younger players, that he'd maybe just put maybe two or three at most in the starting 11 and maybe have a couple more on the bench, whereby if Manchester United are reasonably comfortable in the game, they could bring off the more experienced players and give the younger lads a few minutes and the chance to experience a big crowd at Old Trafford.
Really does look like the fans are very much up for this at the moment. Just seeing the article that's on your paper right now on your website and looking at the tweet that's included in that, the week that's been set up from one Sheffield United fan, every single day is pretty much not Man U away, still not Man U away. Friday's almost that day and weekend, it is here. They're very excited, the Blades fans right now, aren't they?
They are. Like I say, the players, there's a buzz around the players. The fans are allowed to have even more excited about it. The good thing is because Old Trafford is so big, there's a huge amount of Sheffield United fans able to go to it. I think almost 9,000 Sheffield United fans are going to be there. They'll make for an absolutely incredible atmosphere as they do whenever they go away normally. But to have a crowd of that size to go, that will be a big factor, I would think. Sheffield United players will really be spurred on by that. And like I say, why wouldn't you be excited? I mean, it's been there'll be some Sheffield United fans who will have very little experience of this of an occasion of this magnitude. There'll be others who'll be going, well, we used to do this every week. So it'll be nice for everyone to experience the really big stadiums again.
It is going to be a great game. And finally on this one, do you think they can really do it? I know we've said it already, you've got a bit of a feeling there is an upset. Do you think when we see the papers on Sunday and on Monday, we're going to be seeing a cup upset from Manchester United?
Why not? Yeah, why not? One nil Sheffield United. I'll make a prediction. 1-0.
Prediction in early doors. I like it. Now let's just have a quick chat as well, Chris, about the sort of transfer market that's going on right now. What's the rumours? What's happening?
Nigel Adkins has been quite coy about his targets. He does, however, expect that Dean Hammond will be staying, prolonging his loan spell. Hammond was sort of slow getting to grips with life at Sheffield United, but he hadn't played many games before then, and over the past sort of month or so has really come on leaps and bounds and has proven to be a key player in the team. So that's a boost that he can, if he carries on playing the way he has done, that'll be a boost for Sheffield United towards the end of the season. Craig Alcock, we're expecting to go out of on a permanent deal to Doncaster Rovers. That should probably go through over the next, possibly today, but over the next couple of days, I would imagine. But like I say, he's pretty coy in who his actual targets are. In the Star today, our main Sheffield United writer, James Shield, says that Dan Byrne from Fulham could be another target. They've twice tried to sign him this already since Nigel Adkins took over, and had been rebuffed a couple of times. There was one occasion where things just didn't quite fall into place, and then there was a change in management at Fulham, and they were, you know, he wanted to keep as many players available to him as possible. So that could be a likely move as far as United are concerned, but no one is overly sure exactly who the other main target will be. We're led to believe that there's two permanent deals two players that Nigel Adkins is trying to bring in. Dan Byrne could be one of those, and we don't really know who the other one is.